Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. TJ Miller joining me in studio, and we're continuing on with our action here when it comes to the Satchel of Questions. Again, make sure you check out TJ Miller tonight over at the Comedy Catch and tomorrow. Here's a good question for you, since you make movies and all of that. If you could make a silly movie about anything you possibly wanted to make a movie about, what would it be about? What would it be?
A boy from Chattanooga had a dream. A dream that he couldn't tell his family, couldn't tell anybody. Seemed crazy, seemed silly, seemed absurd. But as he practiced every day for 4 years, then the Olympics came, and so did he.
Nailed it. Perfect. I read somewhere that you were in the works of an intergalactic Christmas movie.
Yeah, totally.
Was that true? Was that true?
Yeah.
I don't know if that was a true fact or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, I wrote it with my buddy, and right now it's actually in the town because we finished the script.
Oh, okay.
Which is kind of nerve-wracking. It's almost like you finish something or you raise a child and then you release it sort of into the wild, into the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're waiting to see what that's all about. But like, you know, I think Ryan Reynolds will take a look at it, Michael Bay. You know, I think that there are some friends of mine that are going to sort of give it a look. And it's fun. I mean, it's really,
it's
really
cool.
Out there. It's
yeah.
really
Different.
Out there. But yeah, aliens and Santa Claus really haven't, that's never really been done.
No, I don't think so either. That's why I thought that was kind of a cool thing. And I saw that, meant to bring that up yesterday, but we talked a lot more about my Instagram than anything else.
So you better believe it.
It was just one of those things. All right, we'll do one more, TJ. Thank you again for stopping by today. Of course, we're going to be at the Comedy Catch tonight, 7 o'clock. And then you're going to be tomorrow night as well. And I'm actually going to be at that show. I'm looking forward
to
it.
Yeah, I can't wait. We're People should come fun. And congratulate him. Toast him with some cheap champagne.
There we go, just like TJ Miller.
To Gino and his fiancée.
There you go, Savannah. If you have
nice.
Okay, this is kind of fun.
Did you really think fiance?
I know
fiance.
You're saying it differently just to say okay. it differently.
But then you just had to.
I'm just trying to.
You
move
just
on.
Love Savannah.
I do. If you could have a joke contest with any fictional character, who would it be? A joke contest.
That's the worst thing that came out of that satchel in a while. Yes, we gotta get a new satchel. Get a bindle.
They can't all be winners. It's a whole bag of
no,
questions.
I love it. If you
could have a joke contest.
So you're saying me versus
a fictional,
the fictional character. And do I want to win?
That's up to you.
It's just whatever. Lindsay's behind the camera going, mm-hmm.
You got to.
Donald Duck.
Donald Duck. I pay good money.
I'd be
see
interested.
You go up against Donald Duck. Joke contest.
Oh my gosh. I would love to hear just what jokes he would tell.
Yeah, sure.
But I bet they'd be pretty good.
I think he would get it up
I think
there.
The only thing that we found out really truly from the Satchel of Questions is that I don't do a very good Donald Duck impersonation. I think.
But when it comes to blowing a train whistle, you're nailing it. You're just one of the best. Tonight, 7 o'clock, Comedy Catch. Make sure you come out and see TJ Miller. Tickets are still available. And then again, tomorrow night, you'll be performing as well. And I can only assume with you, TJ, you want people to come to both nights because they're going to be different. It's a whole different show. It's a 100% different show.
And tonight's almost sold out.
Okay.
We only have like 10 tickets left. So
Buy
your tickets now.
Right.
And then, yeah, if you came tonight and you came tomorrow, completely different shows. Yeah. You hear maybe a few bits that are
sure.
the same.
Stories and such.
But a lot of what I'll talk about is Chattanooga.
Of course. Key of Cleveland, too, right?
What?
You going to mention the Key of Cleveland?
Yeah,
good friends?
For sure.
I think you said Key of Cleveland when we were talking on the phone yesterday at least 50 times.
Well, didn't you?
Because you were looking at my Instagram. I did a video with them.
We were
partners with Key of Cleveland.
Yeah.
So you brought them up quite a bit. And I did send the audio to John Davis.
Were they happy?
I haven't heard back yet.
Well, they probably didn't like it.
You might not be.
You're not going to get a very good lease. Your APR on the lease can be not great.
But you might get a Kia Sorento out of the deal. Who knows?
I would love that. I was going to give away a Kia Sorento. I was trying. I might still do this, but I wanted to do a tour where the name of it was TJ Miller at your service and somebody wins a car. And then just get a Kia Sorento. I think is the cheapest car that you can buy on the market.
Sure.
Or a Nissan Sentra. Weird that they sound similar. Prefer the Kia of Cleveland. and it's... yeah, that's the cheapest car you can buy. So I was going to give that car away. So I'll talk to your buddies over there.
All right, yeah.
Kick it off and jam.
That'd be wild. That would be absolutely wild. There he is, TJ Miller. Thank you for coming out, sir. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Gino.
It's Hits.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's Hits 96.6.